Hello there, my name is Tobias Van Veen. I'm the curator of Espace Sono. I'm going to give you a walkthrough of this sound art installation. There are 36 artists represented here from 20 different countries. The way to present sound art, the solution that I've come up with, is to create a listening environment for you and your body. So as we look around the room, you have to imagine here, we have a tent on a piece of large fake grass. We have a large 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot black cube, which you can enter into. We have two king-size beds with red pillows, and we have two kind of chaise lounge sets, kind of loosely designed on the British Airways first class pods. And at each station, at each place, are portable DVD players of the kind that you'd use for watching movies on a plane or in the car or something. And on each DVD player is a custom selection of audio art, radio art, sound art, and experimental tracks. This is by Nathan McNinch, and it's called Schrodinger's Cat. And it's kind of this metallic ball object with a stethoscope that a doctor would use. And you use the stethoscope to listen to this metallic object. You can probably get the mics close enough, you can hear it whir and buzz. And there's all these crazy analog electronic pieces underneath this strange metal ball. You can just see. And when you put the head with these analog, pure analog stethoscopes on, you actually hear all these crazy frequencies that you can't hear normally. So it has this sort of interior and exterior to the installation. And it's purely analog in a way. It's sort of running on its own pace. It's supposed to demonstrate the principle of undecidability based upon Schrodinger's cat. The cat's in a box. It's both dead and alive. You don't know until you open up the box. It's a real awesome mix of pieces. Some of the pieces are more electroacoustic, acousmatic. Some are more soundscapes and field recordings. Others are quite dedicated to radio art, working with radio. Other pieces are mashups, like there's Fishhead, who works with turntablist mashup styles and mixing. There's people who do microsound and glitch styles, more electronic music influenced. There's a huge diversity and range of approaches. And really, the sort of cohesive curatorial concept is trying to generate an exhibit which is on the borderline of music. It's treating sound as an object. I mean, some people would say it's the other way around, that music, when it aspires to being music, really questions what music is. But I actually see the flip side, or try to explain it the other way, and that sound art is not music. It's like when the artist is treating sound as an object, just like the painter would treat color, like sort of as an object of like exploration. So like that's what's really at stake. Some of the most awesome pieces are inside the cube, for sure. Come on in. You like go inside this like claustrophobic black cube in here. I'm just gonna turn these on. And there's two consoles in here. Inside the black cube, and we can close the door. And in here, I've stuck all the really, frankly, some of the, in my mind, some of the most interesting works. Not that the other works aren't interesting, but these works are dark. There's a piece here by Phil Niblock, and Phil Niblock's like New York downtown experimental scene. Like, he hung out with like
you know, Yoko Ono back in the 60s, he's like 74 years old. I mean, he's an old school sound artist. He's been, you know, John Cage kind of era guy. And like this piece here called Grind is basically like all these sounds of that he's recorded of people grinding metal. He collects recordings from all over the world and layers them and pitch tunes them in some complicated ways. And this is really intense. You like put this on the headphones and get in this black cube, and it's just like, whoa. There's a piece here by Scant Intone and Celine Bion from Montreal. It's kind of a noise piece. A piece here by Oblat from New York City. It's all harsh frequencies and feedback. The two pieces by Francisco Lopez, who was in Montreal for a long time, they're in the black cube because he loves it when people have their eyes closed listening to his work. Some pieces here by Fishhead. Andrew Brouse has a piece in here called Rock Music. Andrew Brouse works with EEG machines. He puts electrodes on its head and then uses his brain waves to control frequencies. So he goes into like a trance state to like generate alpha waves. There's also some pieces here by Helen Thorington, who's a really well-respected sound artist from the States. Again, somebody who's like in their like late 50s, early 60s. And you know, her sense of composition and like montage and like collage is just second to none. She has a piece called 911scapes, and it's all made out of fragments of news and media from 9/11. And it's very, very powerful. This piece here by Anna Frizz, who's done a lot of radio art through CKUT, and some pieces by Martin Tesco, who's here in residence, longtime experimentalist with turntables from Montreal, and I have some pieces in here as well.
The exhibit runs until October 5th. It's open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to 6, located at SAT Gallery, 1201 Sénéca, and it's free. There's also two upcoming performances on September the 20th at 6:30 p.m. There's a sound walk with Andrew McCartney. That's free. We're meeting outside SAT, and she's going to lead us on a sound walk around the city. And on September the 27th is the closing concert, and that's with Alexis O'Hara and Dee Kim as Mankind, Anna Frizz, and Kathy Kennedy. And that's $5, and that's at 6:30 p.m. in the gallery space itself.
This CKUT program was produced by Seth Porcello. For more information on some of the sounds that you heard, as well as information on Espace Sono and the SAT Gallery, please visit Upgrade Montreal. You can find them on the web at upgrademtl.org.